This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And we continue our study of the sacred teachings of the Bible in regard to the great matter of human suffering. You will recall that in past weeks we have been studying the benefits of suffering, and just at the close of our last study, we turned our attention to the dangers of suffering. When one does not properly react to suffering, instead of it being beneficial, it can be very destructive. For example, suffering can cause one to despair. While he is marching in review on the parade ground, the soldier does not really know whether he is a man of courage. The parade ground is simply not the place where courage is manifested. Being sharply dressed and marching in a straight line while on the parade ground before a group of generals does not necessarily prove that a soldier will be brave and will stand his ground when the shells begin to burst all about him. The Apostle Paul indicated that we as children of God should endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ, 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 3. But a soldier may be able to recite all of the military laws and regulations. He may sharply salute all of his officers every day. He may clean his rifle until it shines, and then still prove to be a coward during his first moments of battle. When the going gets rough, he may desert his comrades, flee for his life, and endanger the lives of the others as a result of his own cowardice. At times, the men who bragged the most on the parade ground back home were the most cowardly in the actual battle. Sometimes a man's true colors are not known or shown until the real battle begins. Now, the same principle applies to spiritual matters. Some people may make strong affirmations of faith in the Lord, that is, until life strikes them a hard blow. While the sun is shining, some people loudly profess confidence in the goodness and the providence of God as the Father of His children. But when the storm strikes, they are soon whimpering about the cruelty of life and are murmuring against God, being devoid of mercy and compassion. As we've already discussed, at times Satan obtains men to cast them into the fire of tribulation. Now, Satan does this to destroy faith and to ultimately damn the soul. But God chastens in order to lead the person to repentance, with the resulting obedience that leads to life everlasting. Satan acts out of hatred with the desire to destroy. Peter warned in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, "Be sober, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, goeth about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour." In contrast to that, God acts out of love. That is, God acts with a desire to save men, as we find in John chapter 3, verse 16, and Romans chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. And just as some soldiers despair in the heart of military battle, so some professed followers of Christ despair under the burden of suffering. You know, there are some people who simply lack the courage and the faith which is required to endure the trials and tribulations of life. Some endure well for a while, but they cannot stand under a burden that does not end as soon as they feel it ought to end. Some, not understanding Bible teaching regarding the will and purposes of God, which I have previously discussed in this series of Bible studies, fall into despair because they come to believe that God no longer loves them. They reason in this fashion: if God loved me, He would not allow me to suffer for such a long period of time. And yet He has allowed me to suffer for a long time and is still allowing me to suffer. Therefore, I know that God does not love me. But friends, I can assure you that such reasoning is false. The Bible teaches that God loves you even if no one else in the world seems to do so. John chapter 3, verse 16.